The Traveler's Journal, May 7th. Taking an RV on vacation. Fly drive trips are always popular vacation options. Fly someplace special, rent a car, and stay in various hotels as you travel around. But many voyagers are straying a bit further off the beaten path. Instead of renting a car, they rent a recreational vehicle. Traveling by RV makes for a flexible vacation, one that can comfortably accommodate an entire family. RVs also introduce elements of independence and serendipity to travel. There's a certain freedom in being able to explore side roads with no concern for finding a hotel, restaurant, or even a rest room. But it's not necessary to own an RV to get in on the fun. A wide variety of vehicles, from simple vans to plush land yachts, can be rented in destinations across the U.S., Canada, and Europe. Yellow Page listings include a section for RV rentals, and most large sales outlets also have units for rent. Overnight RV parks have sprung up all over the place, with many dedicated practitioners of the fine art of RVing. Even with the cost of gasoline, RV trips can be much less costly for a family than renting a car and staying in hotels. You can also economize by doing your own cooking, cleaning, and driving. Rental rates vary by area, season, size of vehicle, mileage, and duration of the trip. In the U.S., a basic RV that sleeps 7 starts at about $500 for a 3-day rental to $1,000 for a week. Summer rental rates average about 30% higher. Finally, renting is a great way to test drive vehicles for future purchase. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com.